Blog Talk Radio.
I know that you can stand. For your life is real.
Come on, let's play with me. I'm so glad.
I see C1, for we got to believe for it. Above everything, believe for it. Hey, welcome to the Word at Noon. I am Louis Beasley, the Apostle of Jesus Christ, called by the will of God to all the saints and faithful in Christ Jesus. So happy to have each and every one of you all. I'm going to ask Pastor Marilyn, you should have a moment, give us a word of prayer, and then we'll get into the review. If I'm going to ask her if she'll give us a word of prayer. Pastor Marilyn from North Carolina.
Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Father, we just thank you and we praise you, give you honor and glory for today is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad. And the Lord God, I lift up this broadcast on today, and I lift up everyone that's on this broadcast. I should have blessed them and blessed them indeed. I thank you, Lord God, that you are God and God alone, and there is no other God besides you, beneath you, above you, below you, that you are the one and only living God. And we thank you, Lord God, that you are yet blessing this broadcast, and that anything that will come against the Lord God, we ask you to remove it in the name of Jesus. We ask you to make it null and void, never manifest it, come to pass, it's destroyed it as you, in the name of Jesus. We lift up Pastor Boko Sarabi here. We lift up Pastor Beasley, and we lift up Pastor Bell, and we ask you to bless them, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord God, that you are blessing the Moko Sarabi, the sick and shut in, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that you call them Boko Sarabi healed. You call them well, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Everybody that is here that has sickness or death in their family, we lift them up to you, and we ask you to bless them, Lord God. Give them peace in their hearts and in their minds, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ. So, Father, today we just ask you to bless and bless indeed in Christ Jesus' magnificent name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. We thank Pastor Marilyn for that, and I appreciate it so much. As we focus today on the Word of God, let us remember that God tells us in his Word to pray for our world leaders. And with that being said, I put myself in agreement with the Word of God. So Heavenly Father, I just agree with this, your child, that you continue to bless the world leaders, and that when they pray, Father God, that they'll be skillful and that they'll use godly wisdom in their hearts for guarding our world. I pray right now, Heavenly Father, in agreement with those that are in agreement with prayer today all over the world. For those that don't know, there are people who praying for Ukraine, and they've asked true believers, and I believe we are true believers, that we pray along with them. So I'm just adding out a little bit to that, that God will give them godly wisdom, and that they will do your will, Heavenly Father, and they will allow their hearts to be attentive toward your ways and your counsel, Father God. Let people who are spiritual counsel with them, because we know what the world have. So let some man, some woman have the integrity to lead, Father God, that they'll have a good and honest spirit, a godly spirit that will advise these world leaders, Father God. And Father God, for the wicked, I pray, Father God, those wicked leaders, that thing be rooted out from the roots of it, Father God, that evilness, and it be cut off from the world, Father God, and let us find refuge in you, so that we'll be able to stand when we've all done all to stand there for in your word and your thing, Father God. I thank you, Heavenly Father, that the world leaders will find a way to prevail, that the nation will grow mightily in your word. Thank you all so much. We're talking about the God kind of love, not the world kind, but developing the God kind. I don't know if you're able to read, Pastor Melvin, but if you like, we'd like to start out with 2 Timothy 1 and 7, and as Pastor, she'll read it from Pastor Bill, she'll read it from the Messenger Bible. As Pastor, do you have your Bible with you? I don't know if you're able to read or not, available to read, but if so, can you read 2 Timothy 1 and 7. And as they find the scriptures, brothers and sisters, let me say this to you all. This review is for all of us, not just for me. I mean, I preach every day, all day, every day. So when we have this review, I'd like for you all to just chime in. You know, if you have something to say about the scriptures, please do that. If not, you know, we'll continue to do, because I believe in free will. You know, you shouldn't have to make people do things. You shouldn't have to con them into doing things. They're responsible people, you would think, and that they would just, for whatever reason, they would engage. And so I'm not trying to make anybody engage in anything, and that's why God allowed me to teach the word, because if you don't want to engage, that's fine. I'll continue to teach, especially those or by internet, and I want you all to know, I do appreciate you. I hear you, and I do appreciate you, and I do make mention, and I thank Pastor from time to time. She makes mention of you all in her prayers as well. So we're mindful that you all can't say nothing, but we do appreciate your thoughts and afterthoughts. And so you all keep keeping it, keep on keeping on, keep on bringing it. I appreciate the comments, and we're going to do everything possible to appease the word of God opposed to man. And somebody texted me the other day and said, Pastor, no matter what, just preach the word. Whatever goes on, just preach the word. All this other stuff doesn't matter. So I'm telling you, brothers and sisters, it won't matter. I'm just going to teach with the word of God as God allow me to. So we're talking about how you develop this kind of love, the God kind of love. There's different kind of love. love for one another. There's affectionate love. There's love for cars, love for houses, love, and there's a great love for money. Y'all be shocked how people love money. I mean, they'll sell their souls out for money. But there's love for everything. But we're talking about the God kind of love this week and how to develop that. So we started off Monday with 2 Timothy 1:7. 2 Timothy 1:7.
Okay. You ready for me to read? Pastor.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. 2 Timothy 1:7, it says, "For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind."
Hallelujah. Amen. Good afternoon, everyone. Amen. I'm sorry.
Hello, Pastor.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Mm-hmm. So from the Message Bible, God doesn't want us to be shy with his gifts, but bold and loving and sensible. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
So what we got out of that, was for God have not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. And what that's really saying is he have given us the spirit to love.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
You don't have to be fearful. You know, a lot of times people are afraid to love. You don't have to be fearful to love. See, a lot of people teach that scripture when they're scared or afraid, losing their home or losing this. That ain't what that's about. That's not what that scripture about. Go back and read the whole thing. It's about love. And he's telling us that God has not given us a spirit to fear to love. It's okay to love.
Amen.
And it's okay to love like God loves. And over in 1 John 3:1, so listen, brothers and sisters, get out of that carnal way of thinking. Start thinking like God, along the word of God. And don't let people tell you you can't, because the Bible said we can even have the mind of Christ.
That's what it's saying.
You can have the mind of Christ. All you got to do is receive it. A lot of people haven't received the things that God has given them. They rather fight and box. Stop boxing with God. Just say, thank you, Lord. I have that. I don't have the spirit of fear to love. Maybe that's a better way of saying that. The spirit of fear to love. Because that was a gift that God gave you.
It's power in love.
It's victory in love. In the God kind of love. That's what he's talking about. Don't be afraid to love. Don't be afraid to do good to those that despitefully use you. See, that's love, the God kind of love. Lay down your life for your friend. That's the God kind of love. Don't be afraid to love. You're not going to lose. I guarantee you that. But only First John 3:1, will you be so kind to read that? John 3:1.
1 John 3:1, it says, "Behold, what manner of love the Father has bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore, the world knows us not, because it knew him not."
Amen, amen. Send the message, Bible. What marvelous love the Father has extended to us. Just look at it. We're called children of God.
Yes.
That's who we really are. But that's also why the world doesn't recognize us or take us seriously, because it has no idea who he is or what he's up to. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah. You want to know what kind he has put on us, the kind he has ejected in us? His kind. I'm going to show you that in a moment. His kind. That's what kind he bestowed upon us. The same kind that Jesus gave us, he commanded us to love like him, love just like him. Matter of fact, the Bible calls us children of love. We are sons and daughters. If you want to call yourself a daughter or you want to call yourself a son, sons and daughters of love. Think of it like this, brothers and sisters. Whatever's in your parents, that's what's in you.
Amen.
And especially once you get born again. You know what? Just stop and think about it. I was looking at LeBron James the other day. That boy looked just like him. That boy act like him. He had the same desires that he had in basketball. We even made a couple commercials. And I was amazed at the same age LeBron was, that boy, at that boy's age, how much they mimic one another. Well, why did I say that? Because you are, that have been born again, I'm just talking about those that have been born of the Word of God, you ought to act like your daddy. You ought to act like your father in heaven. Don't be afraid to love. Remember John 3:16, for God so loved the world. You know how world, how messed up the world is, right? That's why that's so important. The world was not God's friend, just like the world is not your friend. Worldly people are not your friend. Don't take them to be your friend. They are not. They don't know how to love. So God said, love like him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
he put the kind of love in us that we should be called his children.
Thank you, Lord.
Ooh, that's powerful.
Thank you, Lord.
I just want to say thank you, Lord. Because I know some folks won't even adopt you as friends, let alone their children.
Come on.
Yeah.
So when God takes this attitude to love us, then he turns around and says, look here, the world don't know this kind of love. Stop trying to make the world love like God's love. That just, I'm going to be honest with you, it irks me. It irks me. And I'm sure it irks God because God says, they don't know me. They don't know how I love. They have no clue. And then we're going to use all these different definitions about the love of God. It's agape. It's agape. Or it's panona. I mean, all these different words that we've gathered together to describe and articulate the love of God. You can't do it. Forget it. Forget it. Because the Bible says, therefore the world knoweth us not. They don't know us. They don't know the kind of love that's in us. They make us cry when ain't nothing to cry about. Make us feel sorry for folks who just straight ignorant. They don't know the love of God that has caused you to lay down your life for your friend. Put your life on hold for somebody else. They don't know that. And then they think you're stupid because you're imitating God. But I'm going to tell you, brothers and sisters, God expects for us to be exactly like him. I want to say one other thing before we move to the next scripture, and that is, you know, I understand what you expect. Have you ever thought about what God expects?
All right.
Have you ever thought about it like that? God expects for you to love. But it's easy to get frustrated over because you didn't meet your expectation or people didn't meet your expectations. But stop worrying about that. You ought to be more concerned about, are we meeting God's expectation?
True.
I know it gets frustrating when things don't go your way because some of you all probably have this attitude that, you know what, I'm going to have a man 6'7", or he's going to have six-figure income, and he's going to own a Mercedes. You got all this high expectation, and there you are 34 years old, and your life's the same as it was when you was dreaming. Now, why did I say that? Because the love that you're trying to demonstrate ain't happening. Here you are 50, 60, 70, years old and you still don't love like God said to love. And you think you're going to heaven. And it ain't happening. It ain't happening. God requires us. It's an order. Read St. John 13:33-34. I just want you to know, God said this. I didn't say this. He commanded. He gave the order for you to love. I didn't. See, I wouldn't have had that much sense to act like God. I'd been shoot you all. But God command us to love. Yeah, you got to love your exes. Some of y'all right now don't want to love your exes. You got to love them. I don't care what he or she did to you. You got to love them. And pretty much love the hell out of them. Because that's what God did. He loved. We were strangers. The world are strangers to us. When you can tell when somebody is really a stranger to God, because they worldly minded. They're not spiritual minded. They seek for the world for everything. How to love, what they should do, how they should do it. It's a shame. I know it is. But we got to be in the world, but we don't have to be of the world. But in John 13:33-34, what'd that say, Pastor Marilyn?
John 13.
33 and 34.
It says, a new commandment I give you to you, that you love one another as I have loved you, that you also love one another. Oh, okay, I'm sorry, 33 and 34. Let me start over. Little children, yet a little while, and I am with you. You shall seek me. And as I said to the Jews, where I go, you cannot come. So now I say to you, a new commandment I give to you, that you love one another as I have loved you, that you also love one another.
Amen.
35
also. 35 also. By this shall all men know that you are my disciples, if you have love one to another.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. From the Message Bible, children, I am with you for only a short time longer. You are going to look high and low for me, but just as I told the Jews, I'm telling you, where I go, you are not able to come. Let me give you a new command. Love one another in the same way I love you. You love one another. This is how everyone will recognize that you are my disciples, when they see the love you have for each other. Amen.
Amen.
So, Jesus called his followers little children, meaning that they was of the same family, the God kind of love, the God family.
Amen.
So he says to them, the only way you're going to be able to achieve some things, you got to get rid of the old and get into the new. And the new commandment or the new order, and listen, brothers and sisters, if you look at this in military terms, it's an order from the commanding in chief. It's an order. It ain't nothing you debate or discuss. It's something you just do. That's what it is. When in military, when you get your orders, that's what you do. You do what you say. Well, you going to Ukraine. Whatever, I don't care. You going to Ukraine. Pack your bag. Let's go. Matter of fact, we're leaving at zero. I mean, whatever time they say, boom, that's all you focus on. You doing what the orders say. You leaving at 6 o'clock in the morning. You leaving from an hour from now. You got orders to get up and be at the post. You're leaving here. Okay? So that's the kind of order that we've been given, to love one another. Now, I know this is going to be difficult for a lot of you all, but I'm going to say it. When he said love one another, he's talking about God's little children, God's children here. That's what he's talking about. People who's following him, people who's doing his will. He said, now, just like I love you, I want you to love each other the same way. Now, when you go to the Corinthian church, you can see why. When you look at some of the other things that was going on, you can see why. They still had to love Simon Peter. They, regardless of what he said, they still had to love him. Regardless of whatever was going on, Jesus was saying, love one another. Now, he says, now, this way, I'm going to know you following me. Because I know some people may think, oh, you're talking about love the world. No, that's not real. You go and make the disciples, make the world disciples. Mm-hmm. That's what God, right. Jesus said. Now, I'm going to know if you're following me. The word disciple, that's what it really means anyway. It's not only just to
follow,
you know, but it means to mimic. It means to, this. When you're discipling somebody, you're teaching somebody. He said, I'm going to know it because you have love just like I have love. And instead of them finding out what Jesus was meant about love, they want to know, where you finna go? Where you going? And Jesus was expressing to them about the love that they should be demonstrating toward one another. Because I'm getting ready to leave, y'all, and I need for you all to love like this. The same kind, and I'm telling you, I'm ordering you to love one another. Because as the days grow older, they're going to come against you guys, and y'all don't see it, and they're going to try to separate you. That's what the devil does. He tries to separate. So he says, I'm giving you this commandment so y'all can stay together in love. But anyway, we also deal with Ephesians 5 and 1. And I don't know if anybody else have anything they want to say, just press one, or there's a scripture that you went through this week you want to share, do that as well. But Ephesians 5 and 1 and 2, that was a scripture we touched on, I believe it was Tuesday, along with St. John 4:16. But Ephesians 5 and 2, especially from the Messenger Bible, I want you to pay attention to this. But Pastor Marilyn, if you'll read it from the King James first, that's Ephesians 5 and 1 and 2. Thank
you. Ephesians chapter 5, the first verse, and what else?
Verse 2.
Be ye therefore followers of God as dear children, and walk in love as Christ also has loved us and has given himself for us as offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling savor.
Amen.
Amen.
From the Message Bible, watch what God does, and then you do it like children who learn proper behavior from their parents. Mostly what God does is love you. Keep company with him and learn a life of love. Observe how Christ loved us. Love was not cautious but extravagant. He didn't love in order to get something from us, mm-hmm. but to give everything of himself to us. Love mm-hmm. like that. Amen.
Yes. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Oh, thank you, Lord.
Mm-hmm. To be a follower means to mimic or to imitate. And mm-hmm. he says, act like God's children. Imitate God. Mm-hmm. Mimic God. Mm-hmm. Do the same yeah. kind he did. That's what we're being told to do, brothers and sisters. We're being told to walk in this stuff. And I said the other day, sleep in it. Let's sleep in it. Sleep in this kind of love. Let it be on your conscience when you go to bed, and let it be on your conscience when you wake up.
Yeah.
Well, why you say that, preacher? Because think about it, and I can use any of you guys for an illustration, but, well, matter of fact, I think I'll do that right now, because I told you, you never know where I may call on for anything. I'm going to ask Shasta first, then I'm going to ask Pastor Bill first, then I'm going to ask Pastor Marilyn. Just name one or two things that you taught your children. See, because that's, they had to imitate you. Something you told them to do, and if you look back over now, you could probably see that right now. There was something you told your children, and you taught them as far as mimicking and imitating you. They watch you. I mean, I don't care if it's from the kitchen to the personal. It doesn't matter. You taught them some stuff. So first we're going to hear from Pastor Bill from Akron Heights, and we'll hear from Pastor Marilyn from over there in North Carolina.
Amen, amen.
Amen.
I taught my children how to, and they mimic that.
I can't hear you, they, Pastor.
I'm so sorry. I taught them how to cook, Pastor. And
okay.
The one thing that stands out is that now they cook so well, I can sit back and enjoy what they cook.
Amen.
Hmm.
I like
it.
I guess the main thing would be dressing. Because,
okay,
you know, everybody fixes a dressing different. So since I told them how to fix it, and they, you know, went through it a couple of times, and they got it right. And so I just thank God that I say whatever they cook now, I can sit back and enjoy.
Amen. Amen, amen. That's awesome.
Praise God.
So when you said that, it made me think about my daughter, Tamika. She is my fourth child, but she's my second daughter. And when she was growing up, I used to braid their hair. And when she got to be 14 years old, you never notice your children watching you really well, you know. That's why I call my youngest one, no matter what you're doing, you know, always be attentive to what you're doing because somebody is always watching you. You may not know they're watching you, but they're watching you. So Tamika, she comes and she starts braiding. And she braided somebody's hair and she told me, Mom, I can do it better than you. And I looked at her and I started laughing. I started laughing. I said, because, you know, that's what I want. I want you to be able to do something better than me. When you do it, I know that you did it well. You know, I know that you learned well because you say you can do it better than me. You may not be able to do it better than me, but you do it well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much. I think we all got one of them Tamikas in our family somewhere, but I thank God. And I thank y'all. Let me tell y'all why I say, ask you all that for real, for real. Because just like you sit back and you are proud of what you've seen them do, what you've taught them to do, or you notice that they mimic you, and like Pastor said, it makes you feel good because you sit back and you eat what they're cooking because you know what's in it. You know it tastes really good, or you could say better if you you know that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's the same thing with God, brothers and sisters. Just like you're a parent, God is a parent.
Yes.
And mostly what God does is about love. And that's what he teaches, because that's what he is. I mean, he don't teach about sexual love. He ain't into all that. He's into teaching you about his kind of love. He's not into that foolishness. He's not into lying. And here's another thing, too, because you got to keep this somewhere in your mind, in your way of thinking. We got so corrupt when Adam gave the world to Satan He gave over everything. Our likeness, what God had put in us, we got separated from that. That's what I want you to see. So we didn't mm-hmm. know how to do that. We were only mm-hmm. loving physically. We was only loving what we've been taught was love. We didn't know nothing about mm-hmm. real love. That's why Jesus had to give up this commandment, okay? And that's just so mm-hmm. important. So it's, we have to develop this new way. That's why it's new, because mm-hmm. we only knew the old way. We didn't know nothing about the new way until Jesus mm-hmm. got here. And now he's teaching mm-hmm. us this real love.
Yes.
It's not limited to feelings. It's mm-hmm. limited to nothing but God. That's why the world yes. don't know this. Because first of all, they don't know how to trust. They can't trust mm-hmm. themselves, and they sure God don't trust God.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just always, when I think about how people really trust God, they don't trust God.
Mm-hmm.
If you did, trust him enough to love like he loved. Because see, when you trust, that's something else we talked about. I think, I want to say we use 1 John 4:16. Well, matter of fact, we'll go there anyway. 1 John 4:16. 1 John 4:16.
First John 4:16 says, and we know and believe the love that God has to us. God is love, and he dwells in love. And love dwells in God. And he dwells in love, dwells in God. And God in him.
Yeah. Amen, amen.
Wait a minute. It says, and he that dwells in love, in love dwells in God, and God in him. I'm sorry. God bless you.
Mm-hmm. Amen. God bless. Everyone who confessed that Jesus is God's son participate continuously in an intimate relationship with God. We know it so well. We've embraced it heart and soul. This love that comes from God. Amen.
Amen. Thank
you. So here's what we know. Whole lot of stuff we don't know, may not know about algebra, may not know about booking numbers, may not know how the internet works, there's a lot of stuff we don't know, okay? But here's what we do know.
Come on.
And believe.
Say it.
Here's what we know and believe. That God Almighty is love. And if you ain't loving like God loved, you ain't loving as far as God
Amen.
Is concerned. Because we
Amen.
Believe in the God kind of love. Because
mm-hmm.
God is love. That's what he is. I don't care what
yeah.
you slice him, how you cut
yeah.
him, all you're going to get out
yeah.
from God is love.
Is love. Amen.
Yeah.
Can't get nothing else. That's what he is.
Hallelujah.
I hate to use somebody for illustration, but I'm going to use Pastor Marilyn, for instance. She's a woman.
Mm-hmm.
Ain't nothing about
yeah.
her going to resemble a man, because that's what she is. She's a
Hallelujah.
Woman.
Amen.
See? She's a woman. She ought to act
Amen.
Like a woman, talk like a woman, walk like a woman.
Amen.
Don't expect anything else. I mean,
yes,
personally, Pastor Bill, I love
yeah.
you,
mm-hmm.
but you would shock me if you walked like a man. It would literally floor me. Because, Pastor Bill, I know you're a woman, not because you've had
yeah.
all them killings. I know how many that is, but anyway. Not because you have grandkids, but I know one thing. I don't expect you to act like a man. Nothing.
Amen.
Praise God.
Listen, brother, sister, why should you expect any more out of God than to act like love? And then his
mm-hmm.
children should act like him.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen.
See, to believe in this stuff and develop this kind, you got to believe in it in order to develop it. To believe, you got to, that means to act. You got to act like God's children. Act like it.
Yes.
And if
Amen.
You can't act like it, then you ain't of God. You might,
mm-hmm.
And you might say you are. That don't mean anything because you say you of God. That don't mean anything because your mouth says, you can make your mouth say about anything.
Amen.
And your head will agree with about anything.
Uh-huh.
Anything your mouth will produce and your head, they'll get together and say it. That don't mean it's right. That don't make it right. The only thing makes things truth is the word of God. Because the Bible says God is love. That's what
love.
He is.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
And he said those who live in God lives in love.
Yeah.
So I'm not trying to hear that other baloney. I'm not trying to hear that other malarkey. I ain't trying to hear that crazy stuff. God is love.
Yes, he is. Yes, he
and
is.
They that love, they're going to act like God.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Thank you, God.
Thank you,
Lord.
Mm-hmm.
So don't expect any less, brothers and sisters, please. Don't fool yourself. Believe in love. If you believe in love, you're going to act that part.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't believe in it, you're going to act it. Hate feel like that. Okay. One other scripture, and then anyone else have anything else to say, we're going to leave the floor open. Matter of fact, we're going to leave the floor open right now. We're talking about the God kind of love. In order to have the God kind of love, you got to have the God kind of faith. And you operate in that because that's what you are. That's who you are if you believe in it. So the floor is open. Anyone like to have any comments, anything about love? Because I can go on and on and on. But I want to make sure everybody have enough time to explain what it is that they want to share.
Amen. Okay, I'd like to read 1 John 4, 15 and 16 from God's Word. It said, God lives in those who declare that Jesus is the Son of God and they live in God. We have known and believe that Jesus, I'm sorry, we have known and believe that God loves us. God is love. Those who live in God's love live in God, and God lives in them. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Yeah, that was from God's Word. Amen.
You said chapter 4 and 5?
Yeah. Chapter 1 John 4, verses 15 and 16.
And it says, whosoever shall confess that Jesus is the Son of God, God dwells in him, and he in God. And we have known and believed the love of God that God has to us. God is love, and he that dwells in love dwells in God, and God in him. Uh-huh.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Like in the book of John where it tells us that's how they're going to know that we're his disciples, we're his followers, is that love. Because we don't love like the world love. Well, I'll speak to you today. I ain't speaking to you tomorrow. But God's love, we're going to speak all the time, whether you speak or not.
Amen.
Amen. Yes, that's God's love. Mm-hmm.
And that's how you know somebody, because people always want to question, how you know this, how you know that. Like right here, this is telling you how you know something. If you're hearing this, it's how you can know, how you can discern, how you can distinguish one thing from another. That's what the scripture's telling you. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
See, scripture like this gives to my heart. You want to know how I know? Because the Bible says, whoever confesses that Jesus is the Son of God,
mm-hmm.
God dwells in him, and he is in God.
Mm-hmm.
But then you go on down there, it says, and we know and believe the love of God. So because you say it don't mean we know it. But here's how we know this. Because, mm-hmm. And we believe the love of God have to us. God is love. And he that dwelleth in this love dwells in God and God in him. So if you're not loving like God loves, I don't care how much you say it, don't mean jack to me.
Amen.
I know it's real when you acting like God.
Uh-huh. Amen.
This is how
Amen.
I know.
Yes.
Because the Bible says perfect love, it'll cast out all fear. If you operating in God's love, which is perfect, you're not afraid to love.
Yes.
You're not afraid to love. You will love. I've talked to people that they refuse to love because of what has happened to them in the past. They're afraid to put that God kind of love on display. So they want to draw back and, well, you know what, I ain't going to love like that no more. Y'all probably heard this stuff before. I'm telling y'all. Y'all heard some of these girls come in and some of your relatives. I ain't going to love that man like that no more. Why? Why? Why you not? Why you not? Why you not going to do that one? Oh, mm-hmm. You don't know how I got hurt. It doesn't matter how you got hurt. Well, you don't know it doesn't matter. You're under God's order to love.
That's right.
You love, baby. You don't have this choice. And if perfect love is in you, it'll cast out all that fear. The God in you will say, well, okay, we're going to try one more time.
Yeah.
What, why don't you say it, Pastor? Why don't you say
That's
it, Pastor?
Right. Yes, you will.
You know what it says.
Yeah.
One more time.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Yeah. Amen.
See, when the love of God and you can see why people and love somebody that's in prison.
Yes, that's right.
I'm going, how you love that man and he in prison? He's been in there 15 years and you sacrificing. I mean, how you going to love that woman? Mm. And she doing time for some other man.
Hmm.
See, that's just crazy, man. But perfect love would cast out all that fear, all that doubt, all that crazy stuff. Perfect love, which is God love, let you see way beyond that.
Amen, amen. That's so true. Amen.
I can tell y'all how y'all can get close to understanding this if you want to know. It's just like when some of you might have said, you know, that boy go to jail again, I ain't going down there. Now, I know soon as you get that call, well, let me see where I can get the money from. Well, why should you step in that? God told you to leave them folks. Well, but don't worry. Mama's going to be down there. Don't worry. Because you know who would call anyway. Because you know daddy wasn't going to hear you. So you know they're going to call mama anyway.
That's right.
Look at I need to borrow $5. I'll get it back to you. Don't worry about it. He'll take my wedding ring and them shoes, too. Take them all. I'll get it back to you. I got to go get the boy out of jail. Or they beat him up down there or something. And boom, boogity, boogity, boogity.
There you go.
And you just got him out of jail last month, but you're on your way back to get him out again? See, that's how close as love, having the God kind of love. Why would God take that chance on man? And God already made him, gave him all this beautiful stuff, and then he turned around and he gave it to the devil. Gave it to the devil. Gave the whole world to the devil. And God said, you know what, let me go down here and get that boy one more. Let me go down here and get mankind. Clap praise. I better find a way to go. Jesus, you might go in there on earth and get them boys. I need you to go. Jesus, okay, Dad, I'll go down there and make it happen for you. See, that's what love does. It doesn't stop. Pastor said one thing, and I'm going to give it back to you guys, because I'm sure somebody else. Just press one, and we'll let you in. I'm gonna say this, and then I'll get back to you guys. Pastor said something about 1 Corinthians 13. I want to say it's the fourth verse. And if you got that, read that. I said 1 Corinthians 13 and 14. But what I'm looking for is what love won't do. That's what I'm looking for. And it's something about that scripture when she read it. It just, oh, man, did it ever bless me.
You said 1 Corinthians 13 and 4?
I think it was 1 Corinthians 13 or 4. 13, 4, 5, somewhere around it. But read all of that for me. You remember what it was? That's what I'm looking for. I'll tell you what I'm looking for. It said love never fails. That's what I'm looking for.
That's the fourth verse, Pastor. Mm-hmm.
It won't fail. Try it. Try it. It won't fail. That's what Pastor read. It was as though God said, try it. It won't fail you. This love, trying this love thing won't fail. Because I tried it.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you're saying. When I gave my only begotten son, that's what happened. I tried it. It might have been the eighth verse. I don't know.
It's the fourth verse, Pastor.
It's the eighth verse. Charity never fails. Charity never fails, but whether there be prophecies, they shall fail. Is that what you're looking for?
Yeah.
Okay. The fourth verse says, let me read
it. You read the fourth verse. She read from the fourth to the eighth.
Okay. It says, charity suffers long and is kind. Charity envies not. Charity votes not itself, is not puffed up. 5, does not behave itself unseemly, seeks not her own, is not easily provoked, thinks no evil. 6, rejoices not in iniquity, but rejoices in the truth. 7, bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. And 8, charity never fails. But whether there be prophecies, they shall fail. Whether there be tongues, they shall cease. Whether there be knowledge, it shall vanish away.
Amen.
Is that what you're looking
for?
Amen. Amen.
Mm-hmm. Praise God. From the Message Bible, love never gives up. Love cares more for others than self. Love doesn't want what it doesn't have. Love doesn't strut. Love doesn't have a swell head. Love doesn't force itself on others. Love isn't always me first. Love doesn't fly off the handle. Love doesn't keep score of the sins of others. Love doesn't rival when others grapple. Love takes pleasure in flowering of truth. Love puts up with anything. Love trusts God always. Love always looks for the best. Love never looks back. Love keeps going to the end. Love never dies. Inspired speech will be over someday. Praying in tongue will end. Understanding will reach its limit. We know only a portion of the truth, and what we say about God is always incomplete. Arise. Our incomplete will be canceled. Amen, amen.
Amen, amen.
Praise God.
I just thought that was powerful, man. When you're judging love or judging your kind of love, judge it based on that.
Yes, yes. Amen, amen.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
You don't have no pick and choosing stuff here. You don't have that. You're not keeping score here. That's not what's going on here.
Amen.
And you don't take pleasure in what somebody else doesn't have. And you got this and you got you ain't excited about all that crazy stuff.
Mm. That's right.
You know what? You always looking for the best in something. See? And you're not like another part that was in there. You know, when you think about it, love, it will never fail. The God kind of love will never fail. But if it does anything, it will inspire you to want to be like God. Because when somebody sees you working and operating like that, they don't want to know why you doing that, how you never. That never came across. What's going on? Where do you get this stuff from? See, they get confused and they don't know. And then it's up to you to show them the revelation of God.
Amen.
And then when you look at it from the fact that, and here's another way you can notice too. And then I'm going to, but I got to comment on this. I don't have any choice. Another way you know if they receive that revelation, it's because they recognize it's a gift from God and it's God's stuff. And you got to treat it like it's God's stuff, because that's what you got is God's stuff. And you're going to act like it's God's stuff, because all that other stuff is going to cease.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
All that stuff going to cease. See, these people, they use God's gift for different things, or that's what they say. They use the knowledge. They say, oh, I got the knowledge of God. I got this. I got that. Some folks say, oh, I pray in other tongues and other languages, and they got this and got that, and God gave me this. I can pray in other languages, and I can pray in unknown languages. And they get all this stuff, and some people brag on their money. And some people brag on the fact that they can prophesy to what's going on. They can do all that stuff. But let me tell you what, at the end of the day, the only thing that's going to stand is the love of God.
That's right.
Yes.
Amen.
So you're bringing it all, just bring some love, because at the end of the day, that's what I'm looking for. Amen. I'm looking for the God kind of love. Not looking for any kind of love. I'm looking for the God kind of love. Not the incomplete love, but the complete love for you to speak like God's child, act like God's child. Because, see, the Bible says when I was a child, I act like a child. I talk like a child.
Mm-hmm.
But now that I'm grown, you know, I got to act like grown folks.
Amen.
But I truly appreciate Pastor Marilyn, Pastor, for engaging, and always, Pastor, I appreciate the extra stuff you do. And if I don't mention it, I need to mention it at some point in time, how even if the broadcast is on and Pastor don't hear me, she'll grab it and go with it. And I thank God for that kind of spirit, because she realized, uh-oh, Pastor ain't on, let me do something. And she'll start praying. She'll make sure there's clarity with everything. She'll make sure she's doing it as you do it per the scripture. And I appreciate that. You don't know how much I appreciate that. Because, see, you got some spirits out here wouldn't be that humble, Pastor. You got spirits out here, which I know you know. But that's the opportunity to take over and do whatever Satan say to do. They'll do it. They don't have no respect for the fact. But see, love don't act like that. Love don't puff itself up. So I just thank God for the love that Pastor Bill has. She, the kind of love that she has for the Word of God, not for me, for the Word of God. I just want everybody to be clear with this. Her love is for the Word of God, and I do appreciate how she responds to things. And it's nothing shorter than what God would do. If he saw me in a bind or the situation, he would pick it up. He wouldn't do anything any different. Because I know people in the past, I know them, and they'll just, they'll take over. It's, hey, I've been trying to tell y'all this for the longest. I ain't had the opportunity. I got the opportunity. Let me jump in here and tell you. You know, I mean, so I just want Pastor to know I appreciate her meekness and the spirit that's on her life.
Amen. Thank you, Pastor. Amen. That's my prayer. God,
you
know,
I appreciate it. And just like with Pastor Melanie, I didn't ask her. I hadn't asked her prior to the day. I saw her on here, and I asked her if she give a word of prayer, and if she participated, she did it. So I thank her for being humble like that. Because some folks, they don't ever be ready. Oh, you should have called me. You should have told me. I would have done it. I didn't know what you man, forget it. You ain't doing it for me. You're doing it for God. People, they don't get it. I truly appreciate you guys, and I pray that, and I thank God for people that listen to the broadcast today. I know you got something out of it because that's what we prayed for. We prayed that you would receive something, and you did. So I thank God for it. And hey, if nothing else, you guys, if anybody have, if no one else have anything else to say, we can see you all on tomorrow for the Word at Noon.
Amen. God bless.
Before you go, Pastor, I like to share on that love where it talks about without God's kind of love, we're bankrupt. And I got a chance to see that actually in my family. We had an uncle that he was gone away to prison for years. I mean, I can't remember how long. But his wife showed this type of love. She didn't care what nobody else said about her and her husband. She stood by his side while he was in prison. And when he came home, she was still by his side. So she demonstrated this love. And I was just, you know, hadn't looked at it like that. But as we was reading the love that God has for us, she showed that love. She demonstrated that love. And I know my uncle was at least gone 10 years plus.
Wow.
And she could have easily have said, I ain't going to be bothered with him. Huh? I'm going on with my life. But she didn't. She stood by his side while he was there and when he came. Up until the Lord called him home, she was faithful to that man. And that is godly love. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I just wanted to share that with you. We're talking about this godly love. But without God's love, we're bankrupt. Amen.
Yeah. Amen.
Now, God bless everyone. We'll see everybody tomorrow. God bless.